Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another Dev Influencers podcast. I'm your host, Charles Maxwood. If you're interested in becoming an influencer, go check out devinfluencers.com/apply. You can find the podcast at devinfluencers.com/podcast. And let's just dive in and talk about this here for a minute, because I think a lot of people get told or they get put the idea put in their head that they can't become an influencer for whatever reason, right? And some of these people, it basically boils down to, I don't have enough experience. I've talked to a number of people where it's kind of that idea. And I just want to talk about this for a minute, because I think it's crazy that people are playing this experience game or playing this good enough game when it comes to being an influencer. Just to give an example, one of the people that I've gotten to know over the years is Saranya Bark. And she started the Dev Newbie podcast, which I think somebody else is hosting at this point. But she had graduated from a boot camp and had been programming professionally for a few months when she started it. And that really just boils down to the fact that she was driven. She wanted to put a message out there. And so she did it, right? And that's what I was talking about yesterday, was effectively this idea of, hey, look, you can do this, right? You may be the right person, even if you don't look like the right person or sound like the right person, right? Because she was new, you know, she had all kinds of reasons to think that maybe she couldn't do it. And the reality is she went out and did it and made a big difference for a whole bunch of people. And so I look at this and I think, all right, well, you know, how do we get newer people to come out and share what they're thinking or share what they're feeling, share where they're at? Because in a lot of ways, the people who really kind of need a lot of that cheering on and need people to understand where they're coming from are new programmers. And the reality is that at the end of the day, you may be the person that kind of gets them there. I started podcasting as a new programmer. I'd been programming. In fact, when I started podcasting, I didn't even have a full-time job as a programmer, right? I just kind of worked my way into it and got into it and started doing screencasts at the same time. And I was new showing people how to do Rails, right? And the reality was that the difference between me and anyone else who could have or should have done it was that I was doing it. And so even if you're new, I really want to just kind of break down the idea that no one will listen to you or that you're not qualified, because at the end of the day, one thing that I figured out was that being new, and this was also true of Saran and Code Newbie, was that as she got on and discussed things or interviewed people and things like that, she was able to come at it from perspective of somebody who had just been where the people coming up behind her were. And so since she had just come into the field, she had this perspective. And she had these thought processes, she could ask relevant questions that experienced folks may not have thought to ask. And so at the end of the day, I mean, that's really what it came down to, was that her experience really, really led into this idea that, hey, look, you know, what about this? What about that? And so she'd interview people, she'd ask those questions, she'd tell a story, she'd bring up the right stuff, right? A lot of people identified with me because Rails was just becoming popular when I got into it, right? But I was a new programmer too. And so I was covering stuff that other people wanted to know. And it turned out that a lot of the people that I was talking to, just due to the fact that I was doing the work as an influencer, I actually knew more than people who'd been programming much longer than I had. And the reason was that I was talking to the right people, I was working on the screencasts, and I was out there actively learning and actively working and actively talking to people. And so if you're new to programming, or even if you're not and you just don't feel qualified, you have some experience that other people are going to identify with, and you need to put your voice out there so people can hear it. And if you want me to kind of walk you through the process of that, you can do that through the Dev Influencers Accelerator. You can find that at devinfluencers.com/apply. You just fill in some information. We get on a strategic call. We talk about where you're trying to get to, kind of talk through the process of how to get there. And then, yeah, if you're a good fit for the accelerator, then we'll get you in. And if you're not, then, hopefully I'm getting you the next few steps down the line so that you can go and succeed and make a difference in the community. But I really want to help push people forward. And I feel like a lot of people are just out there thinking, well, I'm new and I can't. And the reality is if you're new, you're kind of perfect for it in a lot of ways. So anyway, devinfluencers.com/apply. And yeah, look forward to talking to you. Till next time, max out.